Start the letter of the Chazon Ish. This letter of the Chazon Ish was written to a young married man in preparation for his Shana Rishona. So why are we doing this, right? Some of you guys have been married for more than 1 year. You don't have to pay attention. The Yesodis, the foundations that are established in this letter are, I think they're not just for this letter, but they're for a long time. You know, they last for a long time. The first shtickle we're going to do today is basically just a, what I would call, hopefully, not hopefully, but it, for some it might be a paradigm shift, for some it might be obvious. But either way, like I always say, Mesillas Yesharim, everything requires chizik, so when you hear it again, it'll be a good chizik that we hear this Yesod. Okay, so let's begin. What he does in his Sefer is he brings the entire letter of the Chazon Ish, which is really just one paragraph, and then he breaks it up into pieces and goes little by little. I'm not going to read the whole thing, because if I read the whole thing, you're going to be bored. Not because boring, because I would just say what he says, so it doesn't make any sense. Anyway, so the letter of the Chazon Ish begins, Nikiyeh Lebeiso Shana Achas, the Pasuk says, we're on the beginning of Perek Sheni. Right? The beginning of Perek Sheni. In my book, it's Chav Gimel. In your Sefer, it's 62, for those who keep a score at home. And if not, you should be. Neki Hashem Leveso Shana Achas V'Sameach Es Ishtoi Asher Lakach. This is a pasuk telling us that when Klal Yisrael goes to wage war, the balabos, the husband, he does not have to go. He gets an exemption in your first year. Then what he adds in here, the Chazon Ish, is one word, chova. It's not that you have an option plan. It's not like willy-nilly I could decide, oh, it gives me a p'tur from going to the army, but it's an obligation. The man's obligation is that he's not allowed to go to war in his first year of marriage. Chova. So tonight's shiur is going to be on what does that word chova mean, and you know how that relates to the concept of shalom bayis. Okay. So let's see. Now we skip the letter of the Chazon Ish. We'll get back to that next week in Eretz Hashem. But he says, but let's see, this first thing is, the title is V'Sameach, V'Simeach, what's the pasuk? V'Simeach? V'Simeach. Okay, V'Simeach Hasishta, V'Simeach Hasishta, right. The pasuk Shal Mitzvah, V'Simeach Hasishta, what's that? Is your bar mitzvah part? You guys will have a bunch of balkaris here. Yeah, anyway. Okay, anyway. The Chazon Ish just explains one word. This is the Chazon Ish we're talking about. So, you know, I have a special kinship to the Chazon Ish. My son's name is Shmaryo, who's Chazon Ish's father. It's prevalent in the Chazon Ish Mishpacha's name, Shmaryo, who's his father, was Shmaryo. So I told my son, you should name his kid eventually Avram Yishaya, that'll be Lebedik. Anyway, so what does the Chova mean? Kavanaso, Shashichur Melatzes Litzava, that the freedom from entering into the army, Vaptur, and the exemption, because it's Chayvus Lazar, L'shum Inyam Yitzarachem Melchama, the opportunity and the exemption that one has to help people out from the necessities of battle, Enos Chos, yes, it's not a privilege, Hanisanis B'meshach Hashana Rishona, for the first year of Nisuin, Elazuchova. It's not just a privilege, it's an obligation. A privilege would be, listen, you guys have to go to war for me, but you know what? I'm a big guy, you know, like I'm a principal. So like, I see dirt on the floor, I tell a kid, do me a favor, clean it up, right? That's a privilege. Exactly, I wouldn't do that. But that's a privilege principals have. This is not like, oh, go to war for me. This is an obligation incumbent upon each new man, each new husband, not to go to war, but to spend time with his wife. It's no different than the obligation of going to war. Just like in a Melchemes Mitzvah, one has an obligation upon himself to wage that battle and to go to war on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So too, the man in his first year of marriage has an obligation to wage war with his new wife. No, to really to stay home with his wife and to engage in the issues of Shalom Bayis. A lot of parallels between war. Kilomar, lo mishum shehu b'shan rishon l'mitzvah. Not because it's his first year of marriage, who p'tur, he has a p'tur b'laseis ba'ol ha'sibor. Like, first year of marriage, take off the yoke of the communal responsibilities. That's not the pshat. Since he has a chov upon him, he has an individual chiv on him, therefore, because he's so busy with that individual mitzvah, therefore, Tziburis Acheres. Therefore, we gave him the chiyuv, the communal responsibility, we gave him an exemption. I would parallel this to the concept of Osek Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. Right? I'm in the middle of doing something. There might be a bigger mitzvah that comes along. I can't stop mitzvah A to do mitzvah B. Matter of fact, the Ritva, I think, says, if I recall, the Ritva in Sukkah says, it's usur to do mitzvah B. Because it sounds like I'm getting rid of my response. I like mitzvah B better. Who cares? Nobody, you know, who cares? Nobody cares.
You get married once you're in the army.
Oh, so that's an interesting shaila, right? In other words, so you're saying, is that mitzvah? It could be. It's hard to say because they're really both Klal Yisrael Dikamit. They're both mitzvah rabbis.
What do you mean?
When it comes to mitzvah rabba, right? In other words, like pru or vu or something like that, it's a mitzvah rabba. It overrides certain mitzvahs. So here, the idea of establishing a bias is what you would call a mitzvah rabba. It's a klali thing. It's a good question. So would you say, if you're in the army, could you go? But what would happen if we were in the middle of a 20-year war and everybody starts, then there would be nobody, there would be no Klal Yisrael. So it's hard to say such a thing.
Is Mechamah
Mechamah's
Mitzvah? No, there's Mechamah Mechamah's Mitzvah, because it's Mechamah's Rosh Hashanah.
They have to get married before they go, the young people.
And they get a year, right? Something like that, before they start the Mitzvah. It's a good question.
2 years.
So, he's going to explain this in a gewaldic, beautiful way, but really, what you start thinking about is what's the nature of the chiyuv of v'simach es ishta? What is the nature of that mitzvah? That it overrides the great mitzvah, the communal responsibility of melchemes mitzvah. So now he's going to explain. And he's going to contrast the two psukim in Dvarim. Now, here's my challenge in life. And it's a good, and I wish I had an answer to this, but we're going to read a great vart now on two parashios in Dvarim, which you could use in Sefer Dvarim when these parashios come around, when Kiteitzei and Shoftim come around. When Kiteitzei and Shoftim come around, I will not remember this. It's like, where do I put this from now till then so I used to sometimes I put in my calendar, look at there in the vart, but I don't, sometimes, it's not a bad idea, but I have too many things I might, I don't know. Anyway, so Nazbir Zadvarim. Shtei Parashio Shilzim Mechama Ksuvis Betar. There are two times in the Torah it talks about Klal Yisrael beginning a war. Achas Beparashio Shoftim, Vachas Beparashio Kiseitse, right? Two different Parashios. Beparashio Shoftim, Perachav Pasuk Zayin in Dvarim, Nemar, Umiyesh Asher Eres. I really should look up these psukim before. Eras, Isha. Who's the one who engages with a woman? Veloy Lacha, Yelech V'yashuv Lebeso. He shouldn't go to war. He should return to his house. Why? Says the Pasuk. Penyam is b'melchama. Maybe he's going to die in war. V'ish asher yikachena. And another guy, ish acher, excuse me, yikachena. So this guy, he's engaged to a woman. He's not married yet. He doesn't have to go to war. Because why? Because maybe he'll die in war and somebody else will chap arayin. I don't know. He asked me this. It's a funny Pasuk. Why? Because if you're married for 5 years, shouldn't it be the same concern? So, Ishach Yechachana, I don't know. So, what's the Ishach Yechachana? Something to think about. Anyway, not the point of what we learned this. But anyway, but this is Erisim in the Torah and Kedushin. Erisim in the Torah's Kedushin, this is only the beginning, this is only the Aschala. At this stage, all she is prohibited to all other men. There's only Erisim at this stage. Hainu, Misha Kiddush Isha Vadayin Lolach. Let's say somebody has Kedushin with his wife. It used to be in the olden days. You know, you have Kiddushin a year before marriage. Today we do them all under the chuppah simultaneously. You place a ring on her finger. But you, in the olden days, you used to Mekadesh Yidisha a year before marriage. So, let's say one got engaged a year before marriage. Adayin lo hichnis oso l'chuppah. He hasn't brought her into the chuppah yet. Potter milatzes l'karif. He doesn't have to go out shortly. Why shamiyarig? Maybe he's going to be murdered. But, it doesn't mean he's free from all of his communal responsibilities. But he has to aid those who've gone to war. How? Simply. The Mishnah Sota says, he has to help out with the water and the food, like the women do at the time of war. He has to get out his jackhammer and start fixing and paving the roads. Okay, he doesn't engage in direct combat, but he should be involved somewhat in the war effort by, you know, helping out, you know, the communal responsibilities, just not in the dangerous areas, because he might get murdered, he might get killed. He goes out with the people in war, Since he doesn't have to remove himself the yoke of the war. Elarak miyitzia lekarif. But rather, when he goes out, he shouldn't go so, he should be close. Now, so that's number one. The guy who's engaged. What about the guy who's married? Says, Friedlander, ha-parshashni b'chiseise medaberes al mishenosas isha asharas. He is married to the woman who he got engaged, which is convenient because you can't marry somebody if you didn't get engaged during the Hadar. Okay, but he married the one he got engaged, which is good. It's like Rabbi Werberman always makes the jokes. He goes, you know, wife's in-laws. You heard him say that? Yeah, my wife's in-laws, or he said, you know, I dated that girl. And then I got engaged to her. And then I married her. You know, he says, whatever. He's got good stuff. Anyway. Mishinasas isha sharas. Then the pasuk says, "Ki yikach ish isha chadasha." He marries a new wife. Lo yotze b'tzav. He shouldn't go out to battle, war. V'lo yavur alav l'chol davar. He shouldn't go for any reason. Naki lebeisa ushan achatz v'simach es ishto asher lachach. He has to can't go out for a year. He has to make her happy. Alav namar shav v'ishto. The other mishnah says, "Elu she'ein zazim im koman." These are the people who don't leave their place. Meaning the first person leaves his place. They go to the war. They just don't engage in the battle. Here, Elu Shein Zazim Mekoma, I know Seyas Harusasa, one who marries the person he's engaged. I shouldn't make fun. I made fun of Mishnah. Ein Maspikin Mayim Ve'ein Mesakta. They don't have to fulfill the people with water. They don't have to fill up the jerry cans. And the big jackhammer to pave the roads. They're not engaged in the war Bichlal. The Kach Perish Rashi. Rashi Zokt at Lashon HaPasuk. V'lo Yavor Lo L'chol Davar. They shouldn't travel there for any reason. Shut Tzorech HaTzava. Lo L'sapik Mayim Bazim. V'lo L'sakel Adrochim. So now, I ask you the following. What's the difference between the married man and the engaged man? Why is it that the married man, he stays home? No. At least the married man. You know, we're scared he's going to die? Okay. So don't go to the battles. But, you know, stay in an office. Stay as a jobnik. Two things that help out Klal Yisrael. So listen to this.
Yes, that'd make her happy.
Oh, listen to this. That could be what Klal Yisrael needs, right? The
what's it even she needs?
Oh, that's not, no, more than that.
I'm saying the other guy doesn't.
That's what. But that's what Klal Yisrael needs. That's what Klal Yisrael needs. I mean, he is doing the avod of Klal Yisrael.
Helping the army.
We're going to get there, right? I mean, that's his arm. We'll get there in a moment. Look at the development. And when you see the psukim contrast one to the other, then it's the. You should.
Just one thing. On top, it said that the Aris doesn't. He helps out, and the bottom says he doesn't.
The first one is he helps out, he's only engaged. The second one, he's married, doesn't have to help out.
He's married.
Okay. He's married. He married the one. Because I said he was. Because I said engaged. He married the one he was engaged to. The Halak of Torah teaches us the following. How important is then the first year of marriage? We free him up from all of the battle help. Why? And this I've underlined in my book, my Sefer. Why? I underlined. Listen to that line. Kiyesh alav chiyuv, lo pachas chashuv, he has on himself an obligation no less than the establishment of Klal Yisrael, Yisod HaBayis Shalom. The foundation of his bayit is dependent upon it. That first year of marriage is critical for all of Klal Yisrael. You're going to war, you're helping out Klal Yisrael. This guy's staying home, he's helping out Klal Yisrael. The Zela Bezach. Avnei Abinyan Shal Klal Yisrael, the stones, the foundations of Klal Yisrael, those are the homes that are chashuv, that are built for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and for His Torah. Bayis Nemet B'Yisrael. It's not just, sometimes, I don't want to, Chatz Hashem, today's a very chashuv day, right? But I don't want to say anything, but some people get all upset. Oh, how come he's just learning? And he's not engaged in the battle of the world. Look at the Gemara Makkos tells us, Beferish, black on white, that the Gemara says, there. Me and Sam learned this a number of years ago. Sam, I don't know if you remember, but we used to have a chavrus at 6 in the morning once in the study, right? So we learned Makkos that summer, and that was the summer there was a war going on. And we were learning at that time, the Gemara, the Gemara. It was the second parak of Makis, and there, there's a Gemara that says that there's Tzvei Dinim in the people who defend the land, the people who defend the land with their guns, and the people who defend the lands with their Torah. That's helping Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael is moving, here he's saying also, the new homes that are being established, that's helping Klal Yisrael. Sam, remember that?
I do remember that. Well, that was and learning.
You don't remember that, Gemara? I just remember because it was so, because at that time all the yeshivas decided to stay open past Tisha B'Av because of that, because the Tzuk Eitan was still going. So here also, there's no less. It was so serendipitous, or Hashgacha Pratis, Zelo Bazach. Anyway, Kasher Yardu B'nei Yisrael L'Mitzrayim, when Klal Yisrael went to B'nei Yisrael, went down, it said, Ish Ubesu Ba'u, man and his home came. Right? Kishivim Batim, like 70 homes, Ba'u L'Mitzrayim. But it really wasn't 70 homes, it was 70 people. But each person is a home. He's a foundational home. Which is, that is the definition of what Klal Yisrael is. Each bias is a home. Each bias is a Klal Yisrael in and of itself. V'chein v'kach nin the Klal Yisrael. That's how Klal Yisrael is counted. L'mishpachosam, how? L'beis avosam, by their families, by their homes. Shleimus kol bias u bias. The completion of each and every home is hu chosono shel am Yisrael. Hu chosono, I can't think of that good word, is the... You guys have English.
The strength
of Klal Yisrael. Very good. Lachein tzarich lahaktish es hashan rishon. Therefore, one has to mekadish Klal Yisrael. The shan rishon. Ba'ofen shel naki elabesus shan achatz. Livnos the shleimus habayis. And of course, we all know every single person is a mashal, right? The whole thing is a mashal. The foundational. The home is only as strong as the foundation is. When is the foundation established from the beginning? The first year, bikurim, etc., etc. But that's what shan rishon is about. It's establishing the bias. But it really... it's making people aware. It's deeper now. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling the people that first year to stay home, he's showing the chashivas of what the home is. You know, it's always like that. It's not that you're home in the first year. It's not only that because you're home for the first year that you're going to create the home. It's because you're instructed to stay home for the first year. Mamele, you're going to recognize the chashivas of the home. It's like nuance. Vim Tishal, so no, you're going to ask, okay, so in your spare time, help out. Lama lo yoshev ebeso, just sit at home. Umisham yozer bezo, go on the internet. And, you know, raise money for, run a charity fund and for the soldiers. You know, you're home anyway. Why not? What's the big deal? You're sitting at home and why can't you help out? People need you. You can help out with the war, with the capital campaign. Since in the first year he's doing everything normally, he's going to Koilo and he's dealing with business, he shouldn't be exempt from the obligation of helping out Klal Yisrael. Meaning, instead of, you know, going to a Nick game, or whatever it is, you know, do something productive with your time. The truth is like this. The Torah did not want to give you any communal responsibilities. Because you fulfill your individual necessity, obligation that's incumbent upon you, which is one, which is that of making your wife happy. That's the first year. That's what the Chazanish is saying with the word chovah. It's not a privilege. That is your obligation, not towards yourself, to Klal Yisrael. Saying so, it's mazel tov, siman tov, yehelanu, l'chol Yisrael. That home that you're established when you make a mazel, right? That's l'chol Yisrael. It's not just for you, it's not individual. So therefore, the Torah just does, Torah says, boom, you have no obligations. This is your one obligation this year. Take care of your Rebbetzin. You do that. That is what Klal Yisrael needs. You are doing the Tzibor. You are doing what the Tzibor needs. Klal Yisrael needs you to be at home, not just to be at home. Yeah, you have your regular things, but your focus is one. Mm-hmm. The focus, because once they give you, it's similar, you know, now that I think about it, it's similar, you know, the famous Abu Draham. The Abu Draham asks, everybody asks, why are women potter from mitzvahs asayish as man grama? Why are women potter from time-bound mitzvahs? So, the Abu Draham says, because if women would be obligated, let's say in Shachris, if they have marif, Good. So if women were obligated in the mitzvah of Shachris, then what would happen every morning? There would be a competition. So we give them an exempt from Shachris. Why? So there wouldn't be a competition between the two. Everyone knows it. Focus. So the man's focus is there, the woman's focus. So no, when a woman is 14, she's not married, let her go to Shachris in the morning. What's the big deal? It's about focus. We're training a focus. This is the first year is we're putting on the training wheels of a marriage. We're saying focus on the marriage. Yes, there's a war in Gaza. That's the achrayas of Klal Yisrael. But you have your own achrayas for Klal Yisrael. And that's to make sure that your house has the foundational principles that it's going to be established. All right.